This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. More pressure today on Syria to pull its forces out of Lebanon. President Bush and French President Jacques Chirac issued a statement calling for Lebanon to be free from foreign domination. And on the streets of Beirut, tens of thousands of protesters demanded a complete withdrawal of Syrian troops and an end to Lebanon's pro-Syrian government. An Arab League official says Syria is contemplating a partial troop pullback. Pressure has been mounting on Syria since last week's massive bomb attack in Beirut, which killed Lebanon's former prime minister, Rafik Hariri. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Beirut.
On a sunny winter morning, the crowd slowly gathered, largely young, but sprinkled with middle-aged and older residents. The noise level keeps rising until someone calls for a moment of silence for Rafik Hariri. The crowd bows its head within sight of the twisted concrete and steel that marks the place of his assassination 1 week ago. Then the demonstrators, many waving or wearing the Lebanese flag, break out into the national anthem. Most surprisingly, there seem to be no lines drawn today among Lebanon's famously fractious Christian, Druze, and Muslim communities. A young Christian man in a green t-shirt walks by, his arm draped around an older Muslim man in a suit and tie. He says Hariri's murder has united Lebanon against Syrian domination and against the current Lebanese government, which he considers a puppet doing the bidding of Damascus.
There's no difference in Lebanon anymore. We are all one. Muslim, Druze, and Christians, we are all one. We want the world to know that we are one, and we want this government to go out.
There were signs that the Syrian government was paying attention to the growing unrest and the rising pressure from American and European officials to pull its troops out. Arab League head Amr Moussa said the Syrians would soon begin to comply with a 1989 agreement calling for troops to move back toward the border. There was no independent confirmation from Syria, and there have been a number of troop redeployments since the agreement was signed, but critics say there has been no real change in Syria's control of Lebanon. Rows of Lebanese security forces keep a vigilant watch on this large, raucous, but peaceful crowd as it heads toward Martyr Square, where Hariri's body is buried. Pictures of his face hang from the scaffolding on some of the buildings he spent the last years of his life restoring in the wake of Lebanon's bloody civil war. As the protest passes the financial district, new faces appear. A businessman in a dark suit and conservative tie knots a bright red headband around his forehead and joins the procession. The square is marked by a statue commemorating Lebanon's struggle for liberation from France more than 60 years ago. The statue's two figures are riddled with bullets. Real bullet holes from the 15-year civil war that broke out in 1975. One young man who gives his name as Ahmad Hassan says the first thing Lebanese people want is an honest answer as to who killed Hariri. And then they want to wave goodbye to Syrian troops, even though they were initially welcomed during the civil war when they helped stabilize Beirut and southern Lebanon.
Okay, they help us in the south, fine, thank you very much. They sacrificed for us, thank you very much. They did a lot, thank you, we appreciate that. I mean, but to what end? I mean, we want our independence, somebody as this. We're not asking for something really unbelievable.
In the context of recent Lebanese history, a protest like today's does seem unbelievable. And opposition politicians are worried about a crackdown by the pro-Syrian government. Questions are being raised as well about the main group not represented at this rally, the well-armed Hezbollah faction, which depends on Syria and Iran for its financial lifeline. Analysts say the current momentum for change is exhilarating for the opposition, but comes with the risk of more internal fighting in a country desperate to avoid repeating that part of its history. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Beirut.